push gas prices down. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden ordering more oil released from the country's emergency reserves.
The Energy Department will sell another 15 million barrels from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve in December.
The drawdowns from the reserve so far have played a big role in bringing down oil prices, bringing them down.
President Biden has authorized the release of 180 million barrels since the spring, leaving about 400 million barrels, or half the stockpile, remaining.
That's more than enough for any emergency drawdown.
The president says reserves will be refilled when oil prices drop to $70 per barrel.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Critics charge the president's order contradicts his own green energy policies. The administration has awarded $2.8 billion in grants to help companies make the batteries for electric vehicles in the U.S.
By undercutting U.S. manufacturers with their unfair subsidies and trade practices, China seized a significant portion of the market. Today, we're stepping up to take it back, not all of it, but bold goals and actions to make sure we're back in the game in a big way.
State of Arizona says despite a demand from the Biden administration, it will not tear down double-stacked shipping containers the state placed over the summer to plug a gap in the U.S. border wall.
In a letter to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, the Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs says the containers will remain in place until specific details regarding construction of a permanent barrier are provided. The federal agency says the containers are unauthorized, that they violate U.S. law, and interfere with the government's own plan to fill the gaps.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Arizona says the Constitution gives them the right to protect the state's borders. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Problems are being reported by people trying to log on to the federal government's student loan forgiveness website.
So far, the website is blocking foreign IP addresses, meaning Americans abroad are locked out. The Education Department is now scrambling to produce paper applications. Married folks with joint federal loans also facing a glitch. They've been locked out of the program and have to request a special waiver before applying for student debt cancellation. For millions of other applicants, though, the process is easy. Too easy, according to experts who say the program is ripe for fraud and abuse. Applicants are asked only for their full name, date of birth, social security number, and contact information. Applicants won't have to provide proof of income on which the loan forgiveness is supposed to be based.
Fox's Jillian Turner. An F-35 fighter jet crashed on takeoff Wednesday from the Hill Air Force Base in Utah. The pilot ejected before impact. The plane was destroyed. The cause of the crash to be investigated. Former President Trump answered questions under oath Wednesday in a deposition in a defamation lawsuit he's been hit with.
Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll wouldn't comment on Trump's deposition other than to say they were pleased on behalf of their client. The magazine columnist claims the former president raped her during a chance encounter in a department store dressing room in the mid-1990s. Carroll sued Trump in 2019 for defamation after he said she was lying and that she's not his type. Lawyers for Trump successfully delayed the lawsuit while he was in office, but the judge won't allow further delays, saying Trump can't run the clock out. Carroll also plans to sue Trump under a New York state law that gives survivors a one-year window to sue over assaults they alleged happened long ago. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
In the Major League Baseball playoffs, the Astros strike first in the American League Championship Series, beating the Yankees 4-2 Wednesday night. The Padres scored 5 runs in the 5th inning en route to an 8-5 win over the Phillies to even the National League Championship Series at a game apiece. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.